Blog Talk Radio.
Tina, I think I'm getting a handle on this thing. I'm learning patience.
Oh, good job, Derek. Good job. Welcome,
right?
Everybody, to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And,
Sex Talk Radio. How is it going today, people? Another Thursday. No matter where you are, right?
I think so. Unless you're in Australia, then it's Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. There's
right.
A whole skit my girlfriend does on It's Friday. It's hilarious. We have to have her on the show one day.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
It's a wonderful skit.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
yes,
everyone would want
awesome.
T-shirts after it.
What would the T-shirt say? Or would that give it away?
That would give it away.
Okay, never mind then. Well, I am sitting here in the rain. This is fun.
rain is good. You need to grow a few inches.
Yes. I do. You know what, Derek? No, this is serious. Okay, I do yoga. I love yoga. And I really have grown taller, I think, in the last 2 years. Because when I measure how tall I am, it's about a half inch taller than I used to be. Half inch
really?
To an inch almost. Yeah. So I think, you know, yoga, it really does help. It lengthens you and you're flexible and you're stretching and maybe we stand up straighter or something. But I'm growing taller and getting younger as I age. It's amazing. It's totally amazing.
Oh, that's pretty profound there, girl. And it's just Thursday at 6:01. We're in for a hell of a ride today, people.
Woo-hoo.
She is ready to go. Now, how long have you been doing yoga?
A few years, off and on. Sometimes I'll do it regularly and very consistently, and then sometimes I won't do it for a while. And, you know, it's one of those things. But I do love it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know, I like that Bikram hot yoga. When I was living in Chicago, there was a place that I went to that did the Bikram hot yoga. And I tell you, man, hot yoga, there's nothing like it. Talking about a test of endurance.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and humans give off a natural smell. So you can imagine being in a room over 90 degrees doing yoga. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried it a couple of times many, many years ago. This is like way a long time ago. And it really wasn't for me, right? It was just a little too hot for yoga. So I don't do hot yoga anymore. But I did try it a couple of times, and you're right. It's intense. It's very intense on all levels. Yes. Including the sweating.
Yeah, that takes a special person to endure that.
Yes, it does. Well, you are special, Derek, so I can imagine that, you know, you enjoyed that, right?
Well, you know, I appreciate that. That is definitely what I need to hear, because I tell you, it's kind of, even though I'm liking the rain, I feel that there's a pull on everyone else. The rain brings people down so much. It's a great day.
You know, it does sometimes. Right. Now, the one thing for me, I don't mind the rain because we need it. It gives us trees and flowers and all those beautiful things. But I don't like to wake up to the gray skies and rain. Now, if I go to sleep to it or it's during the day, it doesn't bother me. But if it's in the morning, it does kind of, you know, I think it's nighttime still. My body's not ready to wake up. I never quite wake up when it's cloudy and gray in the morning. That's just me.
I got that. So, of course,
but other than that, I don't mind.
As you get, we always like to take advantage of those moments and turn it into a sexual conversation, because it gets so it wouldn't be us if we didn't talk about sex, right?
I know. That's what it's called, Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, and here we are talking about flowers and yoga. Oh, goodness.
Well, you know, we have a moment. Everybody has a Zen moment. Okay, that was our Zen moment. So how many people miss out on taking advantage of sex on rainy days? Are you a sexy type
days,
of...
You're supposed to, it's perfect to stay indoors and have sex all day. That's what you're supposed to do on a rainy day.
That's what you're supposed to do on a rainy day?
Yes, have sex.
Oh.
Yes.
That's
totally
good. We recommend that to our listeners.
Yes, totally, totally. Because then it's dark and it's you got this rain coming down, and so you can just kind of get into the intensity of it. Maybe turn on some music, whatever's your favorite kind of soulful, deep music. Turn that on, and then just make out, kiss, have sex. Just go for it all day. Yeah. Take naps.
No, you know, you've been very general in that description. We want details. You never tell the guys. You know, we can't let you off the hook that easy, Tina.
Oh, well, let's see. You know, you've got that
favorite.
Sex.
Tell us your favorite rainy day sex story.
Oh, goodness. I probably have so many. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I have to think about it for a minute. But, yeah, so rainy day sex is so great because you wake up and it's dark. So you think it's still nighttime. So you're just still kind of waking up, but you get that morning erection on your guy, which is the best thing to wake up to ever, in my opinion.
Oh, man, we got to take a poll.
Yes.
So the best poll to take is the one in the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think so. Absolutely. It's so awesome.
I wonder why my girl likes to talk to me in the morning. It's for that hard pull, man. Gee whiz. Thanks again, Tina, for enlightening me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about all women, but I love morning sex. So there's one guy, one of my guys, he's pretty sexy. And it's so funny because he knows that I love waking up with him. It's like he's the only person I really love waking up with the most. So he
We got to know his name.
Yeah, it's so funny. No name. No.
I almost had you.
What?
I said I thought I almost had you.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't trick me. Derek, you're going to keep trying to trick me.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get you one day, and the listening audience is going to go crazy.
What? Like, what? So, this is a couple years ago. He said, we were talking about the whole morning sex thing, because I like it. And he said, you know, I think you really like it. And this goes with our conversation from 2 weeks ago about, like, women and their some tightness versus non-tightness. So he tells me, he's like, that all night long I'm pleasuring you and, you know, relaxing you, cause, you know, doing whatever we might be doing. And, you know, you get a little bit stretched. And so in the morning, you're just relaxed and you stretch a little bit, and then it just goes so much easier. That's what he told me about the morning sex for he and I, anyway. So I don't know if that's always true, but in my case, that kind of makes sense. It's kind of logical. It's sexy. You know, he explained it very sexy way, of course. But it may really be true. You know, we're all in the mood all night. We're doing so many different activities for a long time. But in the morning, you wake up and you're just like all still, you know, sexy.
Right. Now, I don't care what the weather's like. I'm all about having sex. It can be a freaking typhoon out there.
I think it
just
is.
Just when you stick it in. Just
there's a little lightning, and I'm sitting, the rain is almost on me. It's like all night. It's a little bit like a typhoon right now, I think, over here anyway.
Right.
So I just, you know where my mind just went, Derek?
Do tell.
You want to guess? We're talking about torrential rain showers. What night
what?
Showers?
A
we're talking about
rain
showers
shower?
And rain. Oh, well, I wasn't thinking of purple, but it made me think of golden showers. Yeah, the rain and the coffee.
Oh, hey,
all
right.
I know,
now we're on the radio.
We have never talked about golden showers yet, have we?
Welcome to Golden Shower Radio. Maybe we should change the title of our blog.
I don't know.
Golden Shower Radio?
Yeah. It's not probably a topic that everybody wants to hear about, though. Mm.
Well, you already destroyed the mouth myth. So, are you going to destroy our golden shower fetishes as well?
No.
No, it's okay for
I mean,
a golden
I
shower?
Would never. No, nobody. Well, I would let somebody pee on me, but never in my mouth. That's never. No, I wouldn't do that. But other people might, and that's okay. Everybody likes different things. It's just, that would be going a little too far for me.
Oh, so he can pee on you, but not in your mouth.
Right. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. They say that drinking urine is very healthy for you.
I know. Some people drink their own, and I have not tried that yet, but there are some healthy benefits that some people claim about urine. And, of course, if you ever get bitten by a – what was that thing on Seinfeld that one time? Somebody got bit by a – no, not Seinfeld, like Friends or – I don't know, one of those shows that someone got bit by a jellyfish, and they said you're supposed to pee on your friend if they get bit by a jellyfish.
I think that was Seinfeld. I don't know.
Yeah, it was something, one of those shows, and they, it was, somebody had to pee on their friend. And really, it's just pee, but they were all freaking out about it. I remember the conversation, they were having this conversation around it. And, it is pretty funny.
Yes. Now, I don't know. I would pee on my friend. The only problem is I just don't know if I would get turned on or not.
In that
and
case,
I don't know if that's cool
on.
To have an erection while you're trying to help someone.
Well, yeah, if it's just your friend, they may not know. They might just think you have a very large penis because they might not know that that's the size. They might think that's the size of it when it's, not erect.
I guess it doesn't matter as long as you help them from dying, right?
Exactly. They won't even care. Later they might say, "Whoa, Derek, that was a really big penis you have."
Yeah, I hear that a lot anyway. Hey, you know what? I'm sorry to switch topics. We have a couple of cool and hip 20-somethings that want to share some, perspectives and knowledge as it pertains to young people in this whole sexual revolution that we're going through. Do we have time?
Welcome.
Introduction? We got time for an introduction, Tina?
Oh, yeah, go ahead and introduce them. Absolutely. Can't wait to meet them.
Okay, so, Tina, I am sitting before Raven Rainsworth and Dominic Howell. They are two exceptionally, amazingly open, brilliant, conversational, literary, artistically inclined masterpieces. These young people are... everything that I'm hoping that the future of our planet will be under control of. They're responsible, they're hardworking, and most of all, they really love people. So, I thought that to have them share a little bit of their perverted side would be kind of interesting because they're just so fucking smart. So, without further ado, we will introduce them one at a time, and we'll start with the lady first, and her name is, again, Raven Rainsworth. So, Raven, what's going on?
Nothing, just enjoying the rain right now.
Yeah, now, we talked about sex in the rain.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh. I can tell you that from personal experience, sex in the rain is amazing.
Now, Tina's story was, a little more seductive and candles and things. And so, as a young person, are you all concerned with the ambiance of sex, or is it a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am?
Depending on the person, honestly, I think you should try to make it more seductive that brings the experience. But if you're just in the heat of the moment, go for it. Go with what you feel.
And this is coming from a 20-year-old lady, so passion, if you have time, but if you got to get it in and your passion's overwhelming you, just go ahead and do it. Right?
Yeah.
Just go for it.
I agree.
Don, you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean... I am more of, you gotta be nice, you gotta set the mood, you gotta do the seduction.
Okay.
But, like Raven said, if you're just overwhelmed with all this horniness,
You're just going to stick
go,
it in, right?
You got to
go. Stick in something, man.
Go swim, yeah.
As a lesbian here, I can't quite go with that, but yeah.
Right, right. Wow. So now, how do you guys balance, you know, because in the world today, there's so much technology and you guys have to be social. You also have to stay and work regular jobs for the time being. And then you also have to, you know, do your late night pursuits. How do you balance all that and also get a good, honest fuck?
Plan in advance.
Wow.
Okay. My calendar is my friend. I make sure my work schedule, my friend's schedule is all online. And then I'm like looking at my calendar. It's time for today, 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 and then tomorrow.
Yes. Planning is the best thing you can possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah. I have planned weeks in advance before.
Yes.
That is amazing. Tina, are you hearing this? Tina, did we lose you? I don't know where Tina is. Maybe
she's out getting laid.
Yeah, right. This
We do a quick here
on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. So
I apologize.
Oh, did the conversation get you worked up?
Oh yes, I was getting so hot and wet. I had to dry myself.
That's great. It was pretty steamy here in the studio. I'm sweating, and I should be setting an example here with these young people, but holy shit, man. So they're talking about not only having sex, which, you know, it's normal for humans, but the way that the media can sometimes portray young people as just sex-crazed, you know, reckless. Right? You know how the guys are.
That is how they portray us.
But it's so not accurate.
No, I'm, well, okay.
Okay, for me personally, it's not accurate.
Some it is, some it isn't. A lot of guys my age are like, hey, baby, how you doing? You know,
oh.
I got a penis in these pants. I like to shower naked. Let's go have sex.
That's how easy it is for them?
They think it is. That's,
okay.
That's their game.
Okay,
but
okay.
That's not... often doesn't work, but for me, it's just, hey, you're attractive. Yeah, let's go out and get some dinner. Let's go out and get some drinks. Yeah.
Well, that's your?
Yeah, pretty much. You know,
that's nice.
For me, I have to, you know, because I don't have game. I don't have game.
I find that hard to believe. Is your game not having game?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Okay, does it work?
I think so.
Really?
I mean, when he tries to flirt, no.
Yeah.
But when he does it naturally without thinking about it, I'm like, whatever, I'm like, damn, I see you.
So you got that subtle game, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, just smooth, I guess.
Reverse psychology is good.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. Yep, yep. You know you don't want this penis. You don't want it.
Oh, yeah, no, I want it.
Because, you know, that's how life works. You got to say that you don't want the penis, but
so
you want it.
Tina.
Yes.
We are, and I don't know if you've been able to catch this or not, but the level of conversation with these young people, it's very interesting because I'm just blown away. Like, they are, they're dressed properly. No one's nipples are out. There's no dildos on anybody's head.
I mean, mine are,
you know,
still out. It's so cold in here.
But, you know, it's so different
than
how, and I have to keep stressing this, that television and media, you know, they create a lot of propaganda, you know, they create a lot of false imagery so that, sadly, those of us that don't really get out and interact with people are forced to believe whatever message they want to subject us to. And I'm telling you, you need to really make sure that you spend time with a young person. You know, they're really on top of this thing, you know. Don't you agree, Tina?
Yes, absolutely. Young people are awesome, and it really is different than you and I, what they're, you know, learning and experiencing at their young age, and it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, and they're not afraid to fuck, you know, or at least talk about it.
Yes.
You know.
We had this conversation about my entire sex life yesterday.
And you know, like, I like the fact that the kids now in America are more progressive, or getting as progressive as the kids in Europe. you know, teenagers in Europe are smoking and drinking wine and fucking by the time they're God knows what age.
13.
Right? And
well, it's legal at 15, and 18, you can
do
anything.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and they're not bad kids over in Europe, you know. They're good kids in Europe. Yeah, absolutely. And they work hard already, you know.
Yeah, so they deserve, you know, some wine and some fucking, you know.
Absolutely. That's the spirit, right? And so, naturally, kids here in America work equally as hard. And, you know, in America, we're known for our fucking partying, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Legendary. Legendary. So, Tina, are you there? We are having some...
Yeah, I'm here. I was turning it on mute because the rain is extremely loud. I don't know if you guys can hear it.
Are you sure it's the rain, or do you have a visitor in the car with you?
No, it's the rain. It's the rain, yeah.
You would never tell us anyway, would you?
No, I might. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for Raven or Dominic?
You know, with the intensity.
Yeah, see, okay. We're going to let you get back to that, and then I have another question for you guys.
You can ask your questions. I'm going to listen in. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea there, girl.
Yeah,
make sure you got it on mute.
I will.
Going to high school not too long ago, so I'm sure you can remember it.
Yeah.
Now, tell, and Dominic, let's start with you, because, you know, sometimes men don't get a chance to express how they really feel. You know, I believe that women are the leaders of this planet, but there should also be programs and things for men to help us adjust. So in your insightful time on Earth, what have you learned about being in the male body, living life the way that it is right now? Do you identify with a particular gender, sexuality? How do you know, like, tell us your world.
Well, right now, I don't really say I have a gender. Honestly, what I say is, you know, I'm just Dominic, you know, because I don't really feel very masculine, and I don't feel very feminine. I'm just like... Oh, well, okay, I guess I have a penis, so I guess I'm a male.
Okay.
But, because I'm very in touch with my feelings, and I'm a very effeminate man.
Okay.
And in my sexuality, I'm pansexual.
Now, pansexual, you know...
That's a new concept to people for some odd reason.
Because I'm an old fucker, man. I'm 44. I don't know what that is. I mean, you know, like, relatively speaking, right? And things, because of technology, you know, we're learning at such an accelerated rate that I believe that, you know, like, teach us what the hell is, you call it panism?
Pansexual.
All right, so tell the listeners what being pansexual is.
Well, what pansexual is it's... You don't give a damn. You don't really give one single fuck about what a person has in their pants, what they identify as gender-wise. You date whoever the fuck you want. You fuck whoever the fuck you want because you're attracted to them. For me, it's personality. For me, I just look at your personality. You can identify as male. You can identify as a fucking alien. I don't give a shit. I will fuck you if I'm attracted to you. If I'm not, I'll just be like, hi, it's nice to meet you.
Okay.
You know?
Nice. So, all right, if we get invaded by aliens, you're straight, too, right? Like, you can get whatever you like. No problem.
Yeah,
let them integrate.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
right. I'll spit that no game flow.
No shortage of sex for you, then. Like, sex is going to be in your future forever.
I certainly hope so. I mean, it hasn't been recently, but I certainly hope it'll be in my future.
All right, so let's talk to you, Raven. Like, you know, being an open female, you know, like, how do you define yourself? You know, you have the body parts that we would attribute to a female. But,
I don't want them, though.
Okay, you know. So how would you, and I know, like, a lot of young people don't like classifications and things, but
told a lie, you know what?
How would you say who you are?
I'm from Pluto. I'm Plutonian.
Plutonian.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I tell everybody. I'm Plutonian. I'm from Pluto. Hail our five moons.
They are hot as fuck, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
Hot as fuck.
I'm the most sexy alien on Earth right now.
Oh, yeah.
I challenge all the other aliens right now.
So how do you, you know, being an open woman, what do you identify with? You say Pluto, but then when someone looks at you or they want to know you, how do you also show them how intelligent you are?
Talking.
Okay.
If they're not going, if they're only going to see me as this, then there's no point with them. But they're actually going to sit there and listen to me, then they can learn and I can tell them.
Right, right, right.
Communication is everything.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a tough time in high school walking through the hallway, finding people to sit with at the table and things?
No. I hung out with everybody who was an outcast.
Okay.
Because I wanted to help them.
Except me.
Okay.
You weren't at my school.
I don't care. You still knew me.
Yeah. But no, I had a lot of issues personally. I didn't know what I was because I couldn't find any label for what it was. So I made it. I'm from Pluto.
Okay.
I made my own label because it's what I needed.
Right, right. And I'm sure the listeners would want to know, do Plutonian females have sex?
Honestly, I view Pluto as one of the most open places. We're named after one of the deities of the underworld. Wealth and riches is from inside the underworld, diamonds, all that. I feel like we're richness and knowledge. We experience and learn everything.
Okay. So sex isn't necessarily a priority, but it does have a place?
Yeah. If you're going to do it, do it. But don't do it just do it. Do it for you and the experience you want out of it.
Have a reason.
Yeah.
Wow. Do it for empowerment.
Yeah.
You know, that's huge. And so, you know, when you think about the way that sex is labeled in this old paradigm that we're living in currently, it's really convoluted, it's distorted, it's like, you know, it's saturated with a lot of things that have been passed down that maybe don't work for people.
Yeah, I think it should be one of the most empowering experiences you have.
Having sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I believe that, too.
You're connecting with another body.
Yes.
Let that empower you. You're sharing that energy. You're building that energy, and you're releasing it together.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be shamed.
The way I look at it is, I mean, it's your body. First, if you do what the fuck you want, it's your body. I have no say in what you do. But secondly, I think, you know, with sex, just you really got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy each other's bodies because they are...
Right.
You got to...
Nice. Hold that thought. Tina, are you with us?
I am. I'm loving it. I think this is great. I agree. You know, sex should be inspiring, empowering, make you feel good. And really ideally, you know, that empowerment, not just of sexuality, but as a person, to really have it bring out that strength in you as an individual.
Right. This has been a remarkable interview, guys. We only have a few minutes left before we close, so we want to make sure that we say goodbye to you, Raven and Dominic. You both were great, and I tell you, Tina, were they just not amazing?
I think they're awesome. And I think we should have them back on.
We'll talk about other
categories
and topics and get a perspective from the young minds of the future. All right?
Yeah.
So, Tina, before we wrap up, I want to make sure that, did you have any other insights or words of wisdom for the audience before we sign out?
Well, I just think, you know, take this advice if you're listening and you wonder, you know, what it is you want in your life. Just be yourself, you know, no matter who it is, no matter what kind of person you're attracted to or not attracted to, just be you.
Yeah. I don't think you could say it any clearer, you know, so many times. And I don't know if our parents or grandparents really meant to do this, but I think it's because they didn't know. They wanted to label everything. So hopefully with the fact that we in our generations would become increasingly wise and break away these labels or at least ask questions. And so with the young people of today really opening the door for us as a society, I believe we should walk through it and really not be afraid to peel the labels off of our human experience and really just enjoy, as Raven and Dominic said. So to all of our listeners, we hope that we have left you with something to think about. And also, as it relates to your own children, just spend a few moments with them. Talk to them. Share coffee with them. Maybe have a cigarette. Who knows? But whatever it is, just make sure it's time well spent and from the heart. This is Derek and Tina from Sex Talk Radio. Good night. And Tina, do you have any closing words?
Just have a beautiful night. You ended perfectly. Great job. I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you guys in person. Next time. Yay.
All right. Good night.
Good night.